TikTok with Dar and Norty. I'm Dar.
And I'm Norty. Well, this one is coming at you from New York Post. A sexually frustrated Virginia man blew off a hand while trying to make homemade explosives.
Oops.
Ones that he explained he wanted to use in a revenge attack on, quote, hot cheerleaders, according to federal prosecutors. This is what I don't understand. Like, I don't have problems with the cheerleaders. Why don't you go after the jocks, dude? What do the cheerleaders fucking do to you? Well, apparently, you didn't get laced.
Yeah, this is another one of those guys who are like, girls won't talk to me, so they must die.
Never came to that conclusion. You ever tried looking at yourself in the mirror?
Yeah, I'm ugly. And I'm setting my sights way too high.
Why don't you go to college and get yourself a PhD? And these problems will probably work themselves out.
Or just find the ugliest girl at your school. Bingo.
But this one's a lost cause, though. 23-year-old Cole Carini. So he hasn't been in high school for a New York minute. Or a Virginia minute. Whatever state you're in, minute. And he was admitted to a health clinic in Richlands, Virginia last Wednesday after suffering from an amputated hand. Ooh. Amputated fingers on the opposite hand, shrapnel wounds to the neck and throat, according to the Department of Justice.
At that point, just let me die. You took one hand and all the fingers off the other. I have no hands.
Yeah.
Just let me die.
Your promising career as a pianist is gone. And you can't touch your penis anymore.
Yeah, dude, you can't jerk off no more.
So you couldn't get laid, so your answer to that was, I'm not even going to be able to jerk myself off
anymore. If he used, like, his stub and then, like, his just his palm with no fingers and, like, gave himself a nubbin.
I'm almost feeling bad for this guy now. Not really.
He's all, like, spitting on his wrists.
You won't be putting on a condom anytime soon. I know that. Fuck. How are you gonna wipe your ass?
Well, for that, what you do is you get a different fucking glove, like Army of Darkness, like, you know, like, yeah, he's got that fucking chainsaw glove. Well, you get one. There's like a stick with like a big sponge on the end of it. So you just like boom and then wipe your ass. You get another one that's got like a fork on it and you're like boom and that way you can eat. Yeah.
So according to the reports, he claimed it was from a devastating lawnmower accident. But investigators found his yard was overgrown. I'm sure that's not the only thing that was overgrown.
Nobody's mowed this lawn in a while. I'm calling bullshit.
Instead, they found evidence of a recent explosion with explosive materials, rusty nails, pipes, and even pieces of flesh, according to prosecutors.
Ooh, in other words, they found the fingers.
They also found parts of a scorched letter that referenced tension as he now approached the stage of hot cheerleaders, according to court documents. That's what it says.
What?
That, I don't know who wrote that. Who do you guys hire to edit your shit?
Nobody has to edit this shit no more.
I will not be afraid of the consequences no matter what. I will be heroic. I will make a statement like Elliot Rodgers, like the kid in Isla Vista that... Up in Santa Barbara,
just shot up a bunch of people. We ran a bunch of people over.
Yeah, and I think he did a shooting too.
Yeah, because he couldn't get laid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another incel that can't get laid. Yeah. Dude, you guys, stop trying to bang the supermodels. You can't get laid. Go find the ugliest girl in your town. Buy her a drink. Like, dude, I mean, I'm not saying it's one you tell your buddies about, but it'll get you over your little hump. Fuck, dude. God damn. You don't have to go kill people. Just go fuck uglier girls. They'll appreciate you, too. Fuck. Just saying.
It's a service.
I'm just saying. There's other ways around this. You don't have to go kill people.
Yeah.
Just go fuck ugly girls.
He left behind a manifesto that has been a rallying point for online incels.
Oh, okay.
Short for involuntary celibate.
Yeah.
Who justify violence against women as revenge for being rejected as their sexual partners.
It's ugly dudes who want to go out with supermodels, and they can only see themselves with supermodels, and they don't understand why they're getting rejected while they're, like, sitting in their underwear in their mom's basement. Like, why is this supermodel rejecting me? Meanwhile, on the other side of town, there's this other computer nerd in her mom's basement.
Bathing with cat hair and ham, just like, where's my Prince Charming? Where is he?
I'm just saying. Like, fuck, dude. Don't set your sights so high.
Carini was charged with making false statements to law enforcement. Online court records show he's being held in custody pending the appointment of an attorney. So that was all he was charged with. If he didn't have white skin, he would have been charged with domestic terrorism.
No.
Freaking bomb making.
He probably will get those charges later. That shit. They want to make sure they have a solid case on that. But yeah. You know what I mean? Because they're going to hit him with domestic terrorism.
Maybe he didn't confess yet, so they don't have enough.
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, they got the
note.
Yeah, we found a fucking half-burnt note, blown-up pipe bomb in your fingers. I'm pretty sure we can figure out what happened here. Fuck.
And he doesn't have an appointed attorney yet, so they haven't, like, negotiated these charges down.
Yeah. Fuck.
I'm a dumbass.
Yeah. Nubbins should have fucked ugly girls. This is TikTok.